The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, January the 9th. It's good to have you with us today. We have a couple of topics. Let's start, first of all, with my friend, Dr. C.B. Chastain from the University of Missouri Veterinary Teaching Hospital. Or it's the College of Veterinary Medicine now, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I call it the Teaching Hospital. But you're here today to talk about winter hazards for our pets.
There's some for indoor animals and some for outdoor. A lot more for outdoor animals.
Yeah, okay, let's start with the indoor. What are some of the biggest hazards?
Well, one of them's pretty mild, although it bothers people a lot, and that's just dry skin. Especially if they have a dark-skinned dog or haired dog, they'll see a lot of dandruff on them, and it doesn't really hurt anything, but they can control that by adding more fat to the diet. And you can get a bath oil and put it in a spray bottle with water and then spray it on their skin, and
But isn't that going to leave grease around the house?
No, not if you use a bath oil. Now, if you use other kinds of oils, it might. But one of them that I like is Aveeno.
Okay, just put a little bit of extra oil in the food, and that will help with the skin.
That'll help decrease some of the dandruff that you see.
What's another?
There's a risk with space heaters. That they can easily knock space heaters
start a fire.
Over. Yeah. So you want to make sure that if you have a space heater that it turns itself off if it gets tipped over. Mm-hmm. Or another good option is to get one of those infrared heaters, because they're almost impossible to tip over, and they're cool on the outside. So
yeah, and candles, lighted candles cats.
Right.
Very dangerous. what else? Now, inside, then let's move to the outside.
Well, those are the major ones for inside.
Those are three for the inside. Yeah. Now, for outside pets.
Outside, the thing that you have to remember the most is that they have to be adapted to the outside. It takes time for their body to get adjusted to the cold. So you can't just take an inside dog and then put it outside and they expect them to be able to do very well. Because they'll actually add more body fat. I don't know if you've ever noticed dogs or cats that are outside, they look fluffier and they look more rounded because they do eat more. They have to have more to eat during the wintertime. They have to increase the number of hair shafts and how long they are. And if they have time to do that, then they can deal with the weather a lot better. So you need to let them adjust to it gradually.
And also you want to make sure that they've got shelter.
Right.
If they're going to be outside, they got to have shelter.
Right. They need to be out of drafts. They need to stay dry, because if they get wet, and then they can get chilled and get hypothermia a lot easier. They can get frostbite and lose part of their ears. So it's real important they stay dry.
One big hazard that pops into my head is antifreeze.
Right.
Explain what happens with antifreeze.
Well, antifreeze has a sweet taste to it, and both dogs and cats. And this is kind of strange, because cats usually don't like sweet taste, but they do like antifreeze. They'll lick it if they get any access to it. And the other thing to it is that it's accumulative, so they don't have to lick very much at one time. If they just keep doing that over a period of time, they'll gradually cause irreversible damage to their kidneys.
Okay, so you want to watch out for that. Definitely, the best thing is keep your pets inside.
Right.
Keep the pets inside.
But not in the garage, because that's where they might be. And another risk with garages is that cats will like to climb on the engine blocks of cars.
And
then when you start it up again, they get cut up.
Yep. If you want more information on this, CB, phone number?
882-7821.
Okay. Dr. C.B. Chastain, thank you so much for
coming
by. And Happy New Year to you.
Same to you.
All right. Now I turn to two people over here. Pet. And we're not talking about pets, but we're talking about PET, which is personal energy transportation. We have Jeff Moran and Gary Moreau, who is the director of PET.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about this.
Well, it's a it's a pit, all right, but it's a hand crank. It's a wooden cart, and this is a little symbol of it here.
Okay, if you'd like to see, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows, and then watch this segment. And this is the little cart that we're talking about.
Yes, and it's hand cranked, and it's wooden, and it's all terrain, and it goes everywhere.
And people who have no legs,
exactly,
not able to walk, can use this cart.
Someone like this that had lost his legs in Vietnam. You know,
we've got a picture. Just hold that up, and this is a wonderful, really self-explanatory photo.
It is very self-explanatory.
It shows exactly what it is.
Some people like this that are crawling or have mobility device that can move into a pit like this.
Yeah, and so you really need to watch this segment to know what we are talking about.
But it is, Paul, we do this with volunteers here in Columbia, over 100 volunteers in Columbia, and it originated here, and then we ship them all over the world, and we build them with donations. And we're looking to Jeff and I, and Jeff's in charge of the Speakers Bureau. He'd like to get out and visit with other groups or service clubs, go to churches, make presentations, to tell people and show these pictures. And when you see these pictures, you become very passionate about helping somebody that, crawling on the ground.
How'd you get involved with this, Jeff?
Well, I heard about Pat via Mel West and some other people for a number of years. But when I retire, this is just something I would like to do. It's a hands-on. It's a good volunteer experience as well as producing product that people all over the world actually use, because it's a hands-on. You feel like you've really done more than just contributed money to a cause. And contributing money is good also. But
If people would like to have you come out and visit with them, you'll go to church organizations, civic organizations, and talk about this and show photos, and people can see firsthand how wonderful this little mechanism really is. How do they get in touch with you?
Well, I was going to say, it's not just a small problem. There's more than 20 million people around the world that need something like this, and a lot of these people have been reduced to begging or worse because of their lack of mobility. They crawl on the ground, they eat dirt, they can't look people in the eyes, and they get on these things, and you can see on
it changes them. How do they get in touch with you?
Okay, so go ahead.
The phone number is 573-886-7877, or the website is www.giftofmobility.org. And you can find lots of information there, or contact us for a presentation at your organization.
Okay. Gary, you wanted to say something
real quick? Well, I was just going to say, we're on Facebook as well, giftofmobility.org.
Giftofmobility.org, and you'll tell the story on Facebook.
We tell lots of stories.
And the phone number again for more information?
573-886-7877.
Okay, and they'd love to come and talk to your group or organization and present it there. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, special scholarships and Capital City Players. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifan O'Young, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Watch this segment so you can see the pictures. KBIA.org. Click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.